Tanya for the fifth day of Cheshvan, Hey Cheshvan, is in Igeres HaKedesh Simen, Chav Vav, 26th letter. It's on page Kuf Mem Gimel, Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 554. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the statement in the Raya Mehemna, where it says, or it seems to be saying, that the study of the Isur Veheter, what is prohibited and what is permissible, that comes not from the tree of life, but from the tree of good and evil. Whereas after Mashiach comes, when people will be studying from the tree of life, then there will no longer be a need for this Isur Veheter study. And only the Amei Haaretz, who will not have tasted from the tree of life, will need to continue studying the Mishnah to learn Isur Veheter. So the Alter Rebbe says that there are those who assume that is meant to be understood, that there is a part of Torah, the Isur Veheter and the Pilpul and the questions of Torah, that they are not completely holy. And the Rebbe is shocked at such an opinion for a number of reasons. First of all, that any part of Torah should be described as unholy or not completely holy or klipa is unacceptable. And secondly, if it were true, then those parts of Torah, the study of those parts of Torah, certainly would not take precedence over davening, which is full of Kabbalistic meaning. And yet we find that even those who were learned and versed in the Kabbalah and davened according to the Kabbalah would not interrupt their learning in order to daven. So we see that the learning, even of those parts of Torah that deal with damages, with laws of permissible and non-permissible, of pure and impure, that they take precedent over davening with Kabbalistic intention. Now, in today's Shia, the Rebbe asks a third question on this assumption that there is something not completely holy about the study of Torah. On Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, about two-thirds of the way down, the first word of the line is V'eid, at the period. V'eid yesh lahafli, hafli v'fela, another amazement at such an opinion, how anybody could have such an opinion, eich efshe, how is it possible according to them? Shel imeis ha-mashiach, le'yitztarcho le'de hilches yisev ha-hete v'tum ha-vetaza, to imply that there will be a time after Mashiach comes when we won't need to learn the laws of Isur Veheter. How can that be? Ki eich yishchatu ha-karbonis, how will they shecht the karbon, the gam chulin, and also regular meat? How will they shecht it? Im lo yedu hilches drasa, v'chaloda, v'shihiyah, ha-peslam ha-shchita. How will they be able to shecht if they don't know the laws of drasa, which means pressing down with the knife? As you shecht, the chaloda is coming from the back of the throat instead of the front of the throat, or shihia, or pausing in the middle of the cut. All of these things make the animal unfit. Upigimas hasakin, and also the question of the knife being perfect, not having any imperfections. They're going to need to know all of these laws. V'chiyevolid ish betivei shiyehe shechet b'li shihia adrasa. Will it be that after Mashiach comes, people will be born by nature a sheichet, and by nature they will have no problem avoiding hesitation in the shchita or pressing down without being told not to? They will know instinctively not to do it. The gam, and what's even more amazing, is hasaken tiyeh b'riyeh ve'medes b'li pegima la'ilam. The knife will always be complete and will never have a nick in it. So that assumption is totally unwarranted. And if after Mashiach comes there will be karbonis and there will be meat, then there will be a need to learn all the laws of the kosher shechita and non-kosher shechita. Ve'ed harbe halachis, chelev adam, hilchas chelev adam, v'shari sudim, and also other laws, like chelev and dam, the parts that you're not allowed to eat of the animal, the gam, tumas hames, and also the laws of the uncleanliness, the tumah of a body, of a dead body, yihi yetzrichen leida. We will need to know them after Mashiach comes. Kedichsiv, as it says concerning the times of Mashiach, hanar ben meyashana yamus, that if one will die at the age of 100, he will be considered a child. But we see from it that there will be death. So you'll need to know the laws of Tumah. The gam, Tumas yeledes, tzarich leida, will also need to know the laws of Tumah. After a woman gives birth, kedichsiv, because it says concerning the time of Mashiach, harav yeledes yachdav, that a woman will conceive and give birth at the same time. Im teled isha b'chol yeim mibia achas, that a woman will give birth every day from one relationship. Afal pikein din isa tumaso lo yishtana. So although there will be the change of the gestation period, that a woman will be able to give birth the same day that she conceives, but the laws of Tumah will not be changed. So after she gives birth, there will be those laws, and there will be a need to study those laws. Ve'ein lahayrich bedover haposhut umefursam hafchei b'chol hashas. And so there really is no need to dwell on something that is so obvious, and that the reverse is known throughout the Gemara and the Midrashim, where we see that in the times of Mashiach, there will be the study of these halachas. As, for example, the Parich, the Gemara asks, Hilchasila Mashiach, are we discussing a law that will be relevant only after Mashiach comes? So we see that when Mashiach comes, these laws, certain laws, will be relevant. Ve'eliyahu bo lifshet kol asvekis. And the Gemara also tells us that Eliyahu will resolve all the halachic doubts in the laws of Tumah and Tara and Isser v'Heter. Parsha zu ased Eliyahu l'desha. Or another expression is that this section will be explained by Eliyahu, which in the times of Mashiach. So we see from all of this that in the times of Mashiach there will be the study of Mishnah. Another thing that needs explaining in the statement of the Zohar is that it says that when Mashiach comes, the sages will no longer be supported by the Ami Haaretz, by the ignorant, or from the Erev Rav, the Achlin, Posel, Tomei, Va'osu, Chas V'Sholem. They will no longer need to be supported by those who eat what is unfit, what is unclean, and what is prohibited, God forbid. So there's a problem with that also. We need to understand. Shaharei Talmidei Chachamim Shebizman Bayisheni, because the sages in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Loi Hoyu Mesparnesim Ami Ha'aretz, the Ochlin Posel Osur Chas V'Sholem. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't common for the sages to be supported by the ignorant, which is implied when you say that when Mashiach comes, that won't happen. In the times of the Bayis, when this was written, it also didn't happen. Because the sages had their own fields and their own vineyards as the ignorant had. And still, even though they didn't have to purify that which they were receiving from the Am Haaretz through their study of Iser Veheter, even so they continued to study Iser Veheter and Tum and Tahara. Kol hazugish hayibimei bayisheni, all the pairs of sages who studied together in the time of the bayisheni, the hamidu talmidim la'alafim revavis, and they established tens of thousands of students, the limud hanista behester, etc., while the study of Kabbalah was still maintained in secret. So what were they teaching all these thousands of students? They were teaching the Mishnah, even though they didn't need to elevate it from the hands of the Am Haaretz, because they weren't receiving anything from the Am Haaretz. So what is this distinction that the Zohar is making, that in the times of Mashiach, when the sages will no longer be supported by the ignorant, then there won't be a need to study this? There wasn't a need to study it then either, and yet they studied it. So all of this will be explained in tomorrow's Shia. In the Hayyim Yom, for the fifth day of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that Jews are compared to the stars in the heavens. By their light, even if one walks in darkness, he doesn't trip. Every Jew, man or woman, possesses enough moral and spiritual strength to influence their friends and their acquaintances and bring them into the light so that they don't trip, they don't blunder.